All right, buckle up, e-bike fans, because today we're taking this deep dive to the Black Hills.
Yeah, South Dakota.
Specifically, Hanson Larson Memorial Park in Rapid City.
Sounds fun.
We've got Trail Forks reports, All Trails reviews.
Oh, yeah.
And even some blog posts to guide us.
Cool.
So get ready to explore some awesome trails.
Whether you're all about the technical stuff or prefer something a bit more, you know.
Laid back.
Exactly.
So what makes this Hanson Larson?
Or M-Hill.
M-Hill.
Okay.
As locals call it.
So unique for riding.
Well, it really caters to, like, all these different riding styles.
Oh, wow.
You've got over 20 miles of trails.
Wow.
Packed into 300 acres.
That's a lot.
It is. And it's a privately run nonprofit park, which is pretty unusual.
Yeah, you don't see that very often.
No, not really.
So, okay, I'm picturing myself.
Rolling up.
Yeah, I'm rolling up to M Hill.
Yeah.
What's the first thing I see?
Well, you definitely can't miss the giant M on the hillside.
Oh, I see. That's where the...
Is that how it got its nickname? That's where the name comes from.
But honestly, beyond that, you got to be ready for some stunning views.
Like what?
We're talking Black Hills panoramas, Bear Butte.
Oh, wow.
The Badlands.
Okay.
And some folks even say you can see Mount Rushmore on a clear day.
Oh, come on.
I know, right?
That's amazing.
Yeah, pretty cool backdrop for a ride, right?
Yeah, that's pretty spectacular. But let's talk trails.
Oh, let's do it.
If I'm looking for a thrilling, maybe slightly intimidating e-bike experience, where should I head?
You have got to check out Dirk's Draw.
Okay.
It's a Black Diamond trail, so that means it's designed for experienced riders.
All right.
Who are comfortable with steep descents, rocky sections.
Oh, fun.
And even some jumps.
Okay.
And importantly, it's designated as Class 1 e-bike friendly.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
For those of us who are maybe new to this whole world, what does Class 1 mean?
Good question.
Does that mean I need, like, special equipment? Or
No. It just means you'll be relying on pedal assist only.
Yeah.
No throttle.
Gotcha.
This helps preserve the trail.
Makes sense.
And honestly, it just makes for a more natural riding experience.
Right.
You're still putting in the work, just with a little boost.
You're not just, like, on a motorcycle.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's not, you know, cheating or anything.
Right, right. Got it. So no easy mode on Dirk's Draw.
Nope, not at all.
What else makes it stand out?
Well, Trail Forks users describe it as having serious chunky rocks.
Uh-oh.
I know, right? Large embedded rocks with little successive drops.
Oh, my God.
And some really fast and rough sections through the trees.
Sounds like.
You're going to want full suspension.
Oh, yeah.
And some serious skills for this one.
And probably some good, you know, safety gear, too.
Absolutely. Always.
Okay, well, that sounds a little intense for me.
I hear you.
I like a flow trail.
Yeah.
Maybe a few jumps.
Sure.
But I'm not quite ready for the chunky rocks.
Okay, understandable.
Are there any trails that offer maybe a little less chunk?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you want a more relaxed e-bike experience, the Far East, Lower Rim, and Wild Turkey Loop might be more your speed.
Okay, that name already sounds way more chill.
Right.
What can you tell me about it?
Well, it's an easy 1.6-mile loop.
Okay.
It takes about 46 minutes to complete on average.
Perfect.
According to All Trails.
Yeah, for a quick little outing.
Yeah, exactly. A quick ride.
Get some exercise.
Get some fresh air.
Enjoy the views.
And you don't need to be, you know, an expert-level rider.
And I don't have to have, like, you know, the most intense, like, super downhill bike.
Exactly.
Okay, what kind of scenery?
Well, think intriguing rock formations.
Okay.
Views of the city and the Black Hills.
In
a beautiful forest section.
I like it.
Some All Trails reviews even mention lots of white-tailed deer sightings.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, how about that?
So we've got the adrenaline-pumping Dirk's Draw.
Yes.
And the more serene Far East Loop. Are these the only two options, or is there more to discover?
Oh, there's so much more.
Okay.
We just scratched the surface here.
Come on.
Think of, give me some more.
All right. Hanson Larson has this whole network of trails with names like Cliffs of Dover, Dark Forest, Rock Garden.
All right, I'm getting the picture here.
You get the idea, right? Mm-hmm. There's a real sense of adventure woven into this park.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
It makes me just want to hop on my e-bike and just get lost.
Yeah, just explore.
But speaking of getting lost.
Oh, yeah.
Are the trails well marked? Because I don't actually want to end up wandering off into the dark forest, for real.
Don't worry.
Okay.
The trails are known for being well marked.
Okay, good.
And there are a couple of different trailheads to choose from.
Oh.
It seems like the south trailhead near Founders Park is the most popular.
All right.
But there's also a north trailhead on Thrush Drive.
Oh, okay.
Off West Boulevard.
Gotcha. So plenty of options for accessing this trail network.
Before we dive into any more specifics,
sure.
I do want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
Trail conditions.
Yeah.
You mentioned a recent Trail Forks report marking Dirk's Draw as wet.
Right. And that's a good reminder for all e-bikers out there.
Yeah.
Always check the latest trail reports before you head out.
Especially after rain. Because
especially after rain.
Yeah.
You know, a muddy trail can turn a fun ride into
a nightmare.
A slippery mess. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's even more true on an e-bike.
Especially with the added weight.
Yeah, for sure.
Of the battery and the motor and all that stuff.
We don't want to be tearing up the trails or putting yourself at risk.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I saw a few All Trails reviews for the Far East Loop mentioning mud, ice, even snow.
Depending on the time of year.
Yeah, depending on the time of year.
So regardless of which trail you choose at Hanson Larsen, checking those conditions is key.
Right.
It's always better to be safe than sorry.
Couldn't agree more. You know, as we're talking about being respectful of the trails, I can't help but think about another issue that popped up in some of those reviews.
What about that?
Unleashed dogs.
Oh.
Which, it's not just annoying.
Yeah, no, it can be dangerous.
It can be dangerous, for sure.
Especially for mountain bikers, you know, trying to navigate tricky terrain.
Exactly, yeah.
Leash laws are there for a reason,
right,
to protect everyone on the trails, including the dogs themselves.
Right.
So it's just a reminder that even in these amazing places, we need to be mindful of our impact and share the trails responsibly.
Well said.
Thank you.
Okay, before we get too distracted by rogue canines, I'm eager to dive deeper into the history.
Right.
And kind of the unique aspects
of
Hanson Larsen Memorial Park.
Okay, let's do it.
What else did you uncover in those blog posts?
One thing that really stood out to me was the story behind the park's funding. Remember, it's a nonprofit.
Yeah.
Well, the land was actually a gift.
What?
Yeah, from a local resident named Eddie Larsen,
who
wanted to honor her parents.
That's incredible.
Oh, no, right?
It's not every day you hear about a park being created
through
such a personal act of generosity.
It really is a testament to, like, the power of individual action.
Yeah.
And a reminder that we can all make a difference.
Absolutely.
In our communities.
I love that. Now, speaking of making a difference, how about we switch gears and talk about a different kind of impact?
Okay.
The environmental Did any of our sources mention sustainability efforts at the park?
That's a good question. I don't think they did.
Okay.
Specifically mention sustainability initiatives.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something worth considering.
Yeah.
Maybe we can dig a little deeper and see if there's any information on their website.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah.
In the meantime, it's a good reminder that, you know, as e-bike riders, we have a responsibility to minimize our impact on the trails.
For sure.
And the environment.
Absolutely.
Simple things like staying on the marked trails, packing out our trash.
Right.
Being mindful of noise levels.
Being respectful of the environment.
Yeah,
all that stuff.
And go a long way.
It really does.
In preserving these natural spaces.
For everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, before we wrap up this first leg
of
our deep dive into Hanson Larsen,
I
want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
Those trail names.
Oh, yeah.
Cliffs of Dover, Dark Forest, Rock Garden.
Very evocative.
They really do make you want to grab your e-bike and explore.
They really do.
They do.
And those are just a few. We also have
those more.
Thunder Dog, Founders Valley, Sunset South, Northern Exposure.
Wow, those are cool names.
Each one hints at a different type of adventure waiting to be discovered.
I can't wait to hear more about those.
Me too.
Well, folks, we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive into Hanson Larsen Memorial Park.
It's a good start.
It is.
Yeah.
But we're just getting started.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for part two, where we'll delve even deeper.
We'll get into the nitty gritty.
Into the trails, the history.
And all that good stuff.
The e-biking experience at this incredible park.
All right. See you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome back, e-bike explorers.
Back for more Hanson Larsen.
Let's pick up where we left off.
Yeah, those trail names.
Digging into those intriguing trail names.
I'm ready to hit the virtual trails again.
All right, let's do it.
Thunderdog.
Thunderdog, yeah.
Founders Valley.
They really sparked my curiosity.
What kind of rides can we expect?
Well, Thunderdog definitely sounds like it packs a punch.
It does.
Given what we know about Hanson Larsen.
Yeah.
With the terrain, those rocky outcroppings, challenging climbs.
Right, right.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's got some, you know, technical sections. Maybe some steep drops.
Ooh.
Rocky descents, you know. Think of it as a test of your e-bike handling skills.
You think so?
Yeah.
The name actually makes me think of like speed and flow.
Okay.
Not necessarily super technical features.
I see.
Maybe it's like a fast winding trail that feels like you're flying alongside a thunder dog.
That's an interesting take.
You know?
I guess the beauty of these trail names is that they leave room for interpretation, right? It's all part of the adventure.
Right, exactly, yeah.
But you bring up a good point. Maybe Thunder Dog is more about flow than, you know, gnarly rocks.
Right, exactly. And what about Founders Valley?
Founders Valley.
That name evokes a different feeling altogether.
That's true,
like,
yeah.
What do you think?
Founders Valley sounds like it might be a bit more laid back.
Yeah,
I guess. You know? Perhaps it winds through a forested area, maybe with some smoother sections, gentle curves, you know, that allow for a more leisurely pace.
Yeah, you could just like
soak
in the views.
In the views.
Enjoy a nice smooth ride.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got potentially technical descents on Thunder Dog.
Right.
Chill vibes in Founders Valley.
Yeah.
Any other trails with names that like
definitely stand out? We also have Sunset South.
Oh, Sunset South.
Which makes me think there must be an awesome spot along that trail to like catch the sunset over the Black Hills.
That makes sense.
Imagine that, you know, ending your ride with this breathtaking view.
Now, that's what I call a perfect ending to an e-bike adventure.
Exactly.
Okay. Switching gears for a moment.
Okay.
We talked about the history of the park.
Yeah.
It being a gift from Eddie Larson.
Right, right.
Is there any information about what this land was like before it became a park?
You know, that's something I was curious about, too.
Yeah.
Our sources didn't really delve into the pre-park history in detail.
Yeah. But one of the blog posts did mention that there are some, like, traces of signs.
What? Really?
From early city businesses still visible along some of the trails.
Wow, that's fascinating.
I know, right?
Like little pieces of history
hidden
within this modern day trail network.
Exactly.
It would be cool to know what kinds of businesses were there.
Right.
Like, are we talking saloons and blacksmiths or something more modern?
It's like a mystery.
It's like a mystery waiting to be solved.
Right.
Yeah, I love that.
It makes you want to go on, like, a historical scavenger hunt.
Yes.
While you're riding.
Exactly.
It's like getting two adventures.
Two for one.
For the price of one. Exactly.
Okay. I'm officially adding that to my to-do list.
All right.
When I visit Hanson Larson.
Good.
E-bike ride and a historical scavenger hunt.
Perfect.
But speaking of the present day.
Yeah.
What kind of impact has this park had on the local community?
That's a great question. Since it was established.
While our sources didn't explicitly discuss that, I think it's safe to say that Hanson Larson has had a hugely positive impact.
Yeah.
I mean, over 20 miles of free, accessible trails right in the heart of Rapid City.
Right in town.
That's a tremendous asset for any community.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, it's a privately funded, nonprofit park.
That's right.
So not only is it providing this amazing recreational resource, it's doing so without relying on taxpayer dollars.
It really speaks to the community spirit behind this park.
Yeah.
Clearly, a lot of people care deeply about keeping it going and making it accessible to everyone.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's shift gears for a minute and talk about something super important.
Right.
Safety.
Me first.
We already touched on.
Yeah.
Checking trail conditions, being aware of unleashed dogs.
Right.
What other safety tips should e-bikers keep in mind?
Well, just like with any type of biking, wearing a helmet is non-negotiable.
Of course, yeah.
No matter your skill level.
Right.
And since Hanson Larson has some pretty steep and rocky trails, it's a good idea to wear sturdy shoes that provide good ankle support.
Good point, yeah.
You don't want to roll an ankle out there.
No, you don't.
No.
Any e-bike specific safety tips?
Definitely. Before you even head out.
Yeah.
Make sure your e-bike is in good working order.
Okay.
Check your brakes, tire pressure, battery level.
Right.
And of course, just like with any bike.
Yeah.
Be mindful of your speed.
Especially downhill.
Especially on downhill sections.
Yeah.
And when you can't see what's around the bend.
Yeah, good call.
You know?
Yeah.
Even though e-bikes give us that extra power.
Right.
It's crucial to ride responsibly and share the trails safely with everyone.
Absolutely. Speaking of sharing the trails.
Yeah.
One thing that jumped out at me.
Okay.
In the All Trails reviews. was the mention of rattlesnake sightings.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's not something you want to encounter on a ride.
No, definitely not.
No.
Rattlesnakes are a part of the natural environment here.
Okay.
So it's important to...
be aware.
Be aware. Be cautious.
Yeah.
The key is to...
give them space.
Give them space if you see one.
Yeah.
Avoid startling them.
Right.
You know, they're more scared of us than we are of them.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Exactly.
Okay, now that we've covered the serious stuff.
Right.
Let's talk about the fun factor.
Let's do it.
What do you think makes Hansen-Larsen such a great spot?
Okay.
For e-biking.
For me, it's the combination of challenge and beauty.
Oh.
You've got those, you know, exciting downhill runs.
Yeah.
Where you can really test your e-bike's capabilities.
Yeah.
And then you have those peaceful, scenic trails.
Right.
Where you can just soak in the natural beauty of the Black Hills.
Right.
It's like getting two completely different experiences.
Two for one again. In one park. Yeah, exactly.
It really does seem like there's something for everyone at Hansen-Larsen.
There is.
Whether you're an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah.
Or a nature lover.
Or a little bit of both.
You're bound to find a trail that speaks to you.
You really are.
Exactly. And then you factor in those amazing trail names.
Right.
The rich history.
The fact that it's a community-supported park.
Yeah.
It all adds up to...
it's a special place.
A truly special e-biking destination.
You know what?
Yeah.
You've convinced me.
Okay.
I think I need to add Hansen-Larsen to my e-bike bucket list.
You won't regret it.
I think so, too.
Sounds like you'd be right at home on those trails.
Well, folks, we've covered a lot of ground in this second part of our deep dive into Hansen-Larsen.
We've delved deep.
We have, but there's still more to explore.
Stay tuned for part three,
where we'll wrap up our exploration of Hansen-Larsen and equip you with everything you need.
All of the info.
To plan your own e-biking adventure.
Get out there.
We're back for the final part of our Hansen-Larsen deep dive.
The grand finale.
I'm feeling pretty pumped about these trails.
I know, me too. It really does sound like an e-biker's paradise.
It does.
And you know, as we've been talking about this park, I keep coming back to that sense of freedom, exploration that e-biking offers.
Right, that's the beauty of it. It's like...
it is.
You can conquer the challenging climbs, but still have the energy left.
Exactly.
To enjoy the scenery.
Yeah.
And Hansen-Larsen just seems to have like... perfect mix of both.
It does. Those heart pumping descents.
Right.
And those peaceful scenic trails.
Speaking of which, we keep mentioning that iconic M on the hillside.
Oh, the M.
Yeah. What's the story behind it?
Good question.
Like, how did it get there?
Yeah, I'm curious now.
So it actually represents
okay.
the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology.
Oh, cool.
And it was built way back in 1912.
Wow.
By students.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and they hauled all the rocks and concrete up there by hand.
No way. That's serious dedication.
I know. Talk about a workout.
That's amazing to think that something built over a century ago is still such a prominent landmark.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really adds another layer of meaning to riding those trails, knowing that you're like sharing the space with this piece of history.
Totally. You know, as we wrap up our deep dive, there's one more thing I want to touch on.
Okay.
Trail etiquette.
Oh, very important.
It is, especially for us e-bikers.
Yes.
To be mindful of our impact, you know, on the trails and other users.
Right, because we've got that extra power.
We do.
So it's like even more important to be respectful.
Absolutely. So what are some key etiquette tips?
Yeah, what should we keep in mind?
Okay, first and foremost, always yield to other trail users.
Okay.
Well, hikers, runners, equestrians.
Right.
They have the right of way.
Gotcha.
We're moving faster, so it's on us to slow down.
Give them space and let them know we're coming.
Yeah, like a little friendly passing on your left.
Exactly. Courtesy is key.
Absolutely.
What about minimizing our impact on the trails themselves?
Right, because the e-bikes, they're a little bit heavier.
They are. Avoid riding on wet or muddy trails.
Okay.
We can do more damage with those heavier bikes.
Right.
And powerful motors.
Makes sense.
And if you do encounter a muddy section, walk your bike through it.
Okay.
To avoid churning up the trail.
Good tip.
Anything else? Noise level.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because even though they're quieter than gas-powered vehicles.
They are generally quieter.
It's still good to be mindful.
Be mindful. Don't blast up those hills at full throttle.
Yeah.
And when you're passing others, just, you know, try to keep the noise down.
Right. We're out there to enjoy the sounds of nature.
Exactly.
Not the whirring of motors.
Right. Okay. I think we've covered just about everything you need to know.
This is good. For an epic e-biking adventure at Hanson Larsen.
We've explored the trail names.
We have.
Uncovered some history, learned about being responsible e-bike riders.
We did a good job.
You really got a feel for what makes this park special.
We did. It's not just about the trails themselves.
Yeah.
It's the community, the history, the stunning landscape.
It all comes together.
It really does create a unique experience.
Well, I'm convinced.
Good.
Hanson Larsen is officially on my e-bike bucket list.
Awesome.
And for our listeners out there,
yeah,
if you're looking for an e-bike adventure that combines thrilling rides with breathtaking scenery and a touch of history,
this is the place to be.
This is the place.
Always check trail conditions before you head out.
Of course, yeah.
Wear a helmet, be respectful of others.
Always.
And most importantly, have fun out there.
Happy trails, everyone.
Happy trails.
And until next time, keep on e-biking.